The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So this week we lay in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu gives brachas to his 12 great children, the 12 tribes of Yisroel, Yud Beis Shifteiko. And the halachic topic we are discussing today is a most relevant one, Yisachar Zevulun. And I am constantly asked about the concept of Yisachar Zevulun. Is it positive? Is it important? Is it different than just supporting Torah? And what is the essence of a Yisachar Zevulun agreement? And these questions come to me from both sides. The Zevuluns ask, is it really important? The Yisachars ask, is it Kedai? Am I losing out? So today, I want to explain my unique interpretation of Yisachar Zevulun. And I know what I'm saying today is a Chiddush, but I am so convinced that is Torah Emes, and it has halachic ramifications. So in this week's parsha, Zevulun lachoif yamim yishkoin, v'hu lachoif oni yois v'yachosoy al tzidoin Yisachar chamoir gorem. Rashi explains, Zevulun were the merchants. They traveled the high seas, they did business, and they supported Yisachar who was sitting and learning. And therefore, they get Sechar. Rashi does not mention Shutfis, partnership. Rashi talks about support. But Rashi in our Parsha, in our Pusik, quotes the Pusuk in Parshas V'zoysa Brocha when Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the Shavotim. Smach Zevulun b'tzeisecho v'yesocho b'yeolecho. Rashi there writes, Yesocho v'zevulun osu Shutfis b'neim. They made a deal. They had a partnership. So is Yisachar Zevulun just supporting Torah? Or is it some kind of an agreement, formal, contractual agreement, like a transaction? Rashi in Parsha Zoysa Brocha speaks about a shutvis. Rashi in our Parsha just speaks about the zgula and the chashivas of supporting Torah. Is this a stira in Rashi? Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, Tzimah Reish Mavov Yeredei Asif Aleph, speak about the importance of supporting Torah. And the Mechaber just writes, if a person can't learn all day on his own, he can be Mekayim B'Mitzvah V'Gisa B'Yom V'Laila, we can support another person. And that is what the Tur writes. So the Tur and the Mechaber don't speak about a contractual agreement. They just speak about the importance of supporting Torah. The Ramah writes that Yisachar and Zevulun yecholim la'aseis tenai. They could make an agreement. They could stipulate. They could make an agreement to share Torah. So these two Rashis seem to coincide with the Bais Yosef and the Ramah. Is this really a machloikas? Soita daf chof alaf omed alaf. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Im yeten ish kol hoin beisoy biyavo boiz yevoy zulo. Im yeten ish kol hoin beisoy biyavo boiz yevoy zulo. Lo keshe benachi azari ve lo kere biyochen de benasi elo kehila levishavno. And Rashi explains. Shimon achi azari. He is mentioned in Zvochem Beis Amud Aleph. Who was Shimon achi azari? And if Shimon was the brother of Azari, probably Azari was a giant. Rashi explains, Azariah was the businessman, Shimon was the scholar, and Azariah supported his brother Shimon. And that is why Chazal exalt Azariah to the level that Reb Shimon is called Achi Azariah. So Rashi says, Shimon Achi Azariah is great, Reb Yochanan de Ben Asi is great, the Nasi supported Reb Yochanan, who was the greatest first generation Amirom of Eretz Yisrael. That's positive. About whom do we say boiz yevoizulo, Hillel v'shavno? Hillel was very poor. and he learned Torah with Messias Nefesh. Then Shavna came along, and Shavna wanted to purchase, to buy, make an agreement that all the Torah that you learned all those years, B'tchak, I want a part of that. Rashi explains, and all the poiskim following in Rashi's footsteps. Yesocha Zavura Nazoni to the future doesn't refer to the past. It is only Mekanu Lahabo. But the Torah that was already learned, you can have no stake in that. You could have no partnership in that. And I ask, if Yesocha Zavuran is a transaction, why not? Lehefech. I could sell what I already have. I can't sell what I don't yet have. Eino de makna dove shele boli yoylam. But by Yesocha Zavuran is the other way around. To the contrary. It is only relevant Mekanu Lahabo. Like Rabbi Yochanan the Menasiya, like Shimon Achiazariah, it doesn't work on Torah that I already learned. Why not? So this brings us to the fundamental question, and I want to stress, we find L'cha'oida three different approaches to Yesocha Zavuron. I quoted Rashi in our parsha, Parsha's V'yachi. Zavuron supports Yesocha, and therefore he has part in his Torah. Rashi, Parsha's V'seira Brocha, talks about partnership, shutfis. The Machabes speaks about supporting Torah. And the Tur as well. The Ramo talks about a Tanai. Is it partnership? Is it a formal agreement? Or is it just a Zgura? Schar Mitzvah, supporting Torah. Seem to be three different approaches. Rashi, Zvochon Bezim Adalav, that I quoted a few minutes ago regarding Shimon Achiazariah. Rashi writes, Hisnu Beinayim. Hisnu Beinayim. They made an agreement. Rashi doesn't mention shutvis, partnership, but he does say they made an agreement. Is it just supporting Torah? Do you need a formal agreement? Is it a purchase partnership? I think the two most fundamental, early, and important sources are Tshuvas Maramal Shekar Simen Kuf Aleph and Tshuvas Avkas Reichel, the Beis Yosef in Simen Beis. And they have two opinions, two ends of the spectrum, two extreme opinions. And the importance of Maram Al-Shekar is not only that he was one of the Rishonim, but this entire Shiva is a quote from Rav Hai Goen. Rav Hai Goen was the last and the greatest of the Goenim. Maram Al-Shekar, Simakuf Aleph, quotes Rav Hai Goen, and he says, anybody that thinks Yesocha Zavuron is a purchase, a transaction, is a fool. Havlei Avolim. He quotes the posuk, Tzidkas HaTzadak Oloftia, Rishas HaRosha Oloftia. You pay for your follies. You bear the consequences of your actions and deeds, and you cannot escape that. Tzidkas HaTzadak Oloftia, Rishas HaRosha Oloftia. So what is Yesocha Zavuron all about, says Maram Al-Shekar? Nothing more than mitzvah tzedakah. You support Torah, and supporting Torah is a gewaldige mitzvah. And you receive reward, nothing more than that. But it goes against Rashi, Osi Shutvis Beinayim, Hisnu Beinayim. So if it's just about supporting Torah, what kind of agreement do you need? What does an agreement mean? Does this agreement have any validity? It would be difficult to just throw aside these lishoinis that we find. Yes, it's about a tanai. It's shutvis. On the other hand, the Beis Yosef clearly says, yes, it's a partnership. It's a deal. So that's the Avkas Reichel. Two extremes. The Gadol that took Yesocha Zavuron to the extreme and presents it, defines it as a transaction, as a shutvis, is a Moshe. The greatest Gadol of our times. Igros Moshe Yoredei Cherek Dalet Siman Lamed Zayin has a very lengthy tshuva. What strikes us is that Moshe has a very lengthy tshuva about Yesocha Zavuron, and he has a very clear opinion, but he does not quote neither the Maram Al-Shekar nor the Beis Yosef. And that's unique to Reb Moshe. It would be a terrible deficiency for anyone else. But knowing Reb Moshe's Derech HaLimud, it's not such a big surprise, even though I think it does seem a bit strange. because we're not only dealing with great achronim. Reb Moshe constantly ignores the Nodiv Yudah, the Chasam Sofer, but this is the Beis Yosef. And Maram Alshag are quoting Rav Hai Gaon, so we would expect Reb Moshe to address these sources, but he doesn't. In every tshuva Negis Moshe, we see his greatness. Learning the sugyas, the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, some Rishonim, and Paskening Halachos. But the more accepted derech is, yes, we do not just pass over 1,000 years of responsa of Torah Shebal Peh. Most of us deal with every one of the great Gedolim throughout the ages. So anyway, Maram Alshika and the Beis Yosef are two extremes. The Reb Moshe takes it to a greater extreme. And Reb Moshe says it's a shutfus like a monetary transaction. It's a transaction like any other. It's a contract that is binding just like a monetary contract. It's like buying real estate. It's like buying anything else. It's a purchase. And that is why Reb Moshe paskins 4 psukim, all based on his fundamental approach. Number one, there is no dinei kedima by yisocha zavuna. Any other tzedakah, there's a seder kedima. There's a list of priorities. Aniya yichu koidman. Aniya yeretz yisrael. Family comes before others. Regarding yisocha zavuna, Reb Moshe says it's an investment. It's an investment. If I want to buy real estate and I'm looking for a good deal, I don't need necessarily to buy real estate in my town. I could invest in Hong Kong and Madagascar and Hawaii and Alaska, wherever I want to invest. It's an investment. So the Moshe says, no dina kadima. It's not medina tzedakah. It's an investment. It's a deal. It's a transaction. The Moshe says, the Yisachar is entitled to take more money than he really needs because it's a purchase. I want to put money aside. I want to have money to marry off my children. That is legitimate, and it could still be part of a Yisachar Zavulun deal. And Reb Moshe also paskins, if you want 50% of Yisachar's Torah, you need to give him 50% of your earnings. So if you make $10 million a year and you want a Yisachar, you need to give him $5 million. Oh, that is something most of us wouldn't like. Most of the Zavulans wouldn't like. Reb Moshe also paskins, you can't take Yisachar Zavulun from Maaser, because Maaser is tzedakah. Yisachar Zavulun is an investment, it's a purchase, so you can do that from Maaser. So all these halachos are based on Reb Moshe's fundamental approach. La'anius daiti. I never formulated this to myself and decided this is the way I will learn. It took years till I realized this is the way I do learn. And when I realized it's the way I do learn, I also decided this is the way I want to learn. But I realized at some stage that I have an atiyah, a fundamental approach to reconcile stilus. So in my derech, in my understanding, there is no contradiction between Rashi Parshas Vayechi and Rashi Parshas Zayisa Brocha. There are no mechloikas in regarding Yisocha Zavulan. Kolan acholam hoilchem en ayam. It's just a matter of emphasis and terminology. So the way I understand it, Yisocha Zavulan are shutfim. But they're not shutfim in the Sachar, they are shutfim in the Talmud. They don't have a partnership in the award or the reward. They're partners in learning. And it's such a logical concept. When two people learn together, they enrich each other. They learn better. They understand better. When two minds come together, they talk it over, they analyze it. Kecherev al abadim. And therefore they're partners in learning. If Yisachar is desperate, he can't provide for his family. And he can't learn B'Yishuv Adas. He's troubled. He's worried. And it diminishes his learning. And Zvulun steps in and he supports him. So Yisochet could learn better. With more calm, with more clarity. It is as if they're learning together. So when a person learns with Chavrusa, they're both sitting in the Beis Medrash next to each other. They're learning together. By Yisocha Zavulun, Zavulun might be traveling the high seas 1,000 kilometers away, somewhere in the middle of the ocean. on a fishing boat, and a merchant marine. And Yisachar is sitting alone in the Beis Medrash. But potentially it is as if Zvulun is sitting right next to him. Because without Zvulun's support, Yisachar couldn't learn. So they are shutfim in learning. The Sachar is just a side result. If they learn together, both of them get Sachar. But the concept of partnership is partners in learning. It's not a purchase of Olam Haba. And that is why what Rashi explains in Soita Chofalaf makes so much sense. It is only Mekanu Lahaba. It has no effect Lemafreya. If it would be a purchase in a Sachar, we would say the opposite. I could sell what I have. I can't sell what I do not yet have. It's a Dovash Labuli Olam. It's not about selling. You can't sell anything. Rav Haigon is correct. He's right. Tzidkes HaTzadek Olav Tiyah, Rishas HaRosh Olav Tiyah. We are partners in learning. And that is why what Shavna suggested to Hillel is stupidity, is nonsense. Hillel learned Torah B'toich HaTchak. You can't change that, Lemafreya. You can't change that retroactively. You could have no part in that Torah. But from now on, if you support your Yisachar, and Yisachar will be able to learn better, he will be able to learn more due to your support, then you're a partner in his learning. So these three styles or signoinus, formulas, is it about support? Is it an agreement? Is it a shutfis? It's all three. Fundamentally, it's not more than supporting Torah. The mitzvah of supporting Torah. So why do we need an agreement? The way I understand it. You know, I'm a Rosh HaKoyl. I'm a Rosh HaShiva. Baruch Hashem, I teach Torah. I dedicated my life to teaching Torah and to do chesed. But I also, it's a necessity. I also need to do some fundraising. And I profoundly thank my partners. I see them as partners, as Zvulun's. So it is different if you need to raise money and you don't know from where. And if you have partners that you know you could rely on them every year or every now and then. So having partners gives you an additional level of calm, of serenity. So when Yisachar is sitting and learning, and Zevulun, from time to time, throws in a few dollars, but he has no obligation, no agreement. It's a big miss of supporting Torah. After all, he's supporting Torah. But if he has an agreement with Yisachar, and Yisachar knows somebody is caring for him, today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, this month, and next month, and the month after, it gives him an additional level of calm, of serenity. He knows that he's taken care of for the next 12 months, for the next year, for the next 2 years. That gives him an additional level of shmatze boyet selusa ki yoyme de istana. And that is the added value of Yisachar Zevulun. It's about supporting Torah. It's not a purchase. You can't buy Torah, you can't sell Torah. You can't buy Gan Eden, you can't sell Gan Eden. It's about being partners in Torah. It's like chavrus. So anybody that supports Torah in a way is a Zevulun. But if he has an agreement with a given Yisachar, it has added value. How much is that added value? 50%, 10%, 5%? No one could say. But there is added value. And that is why Chazal do speak and the Rishonim do speak about an agreement. So, it's shutfis, yes. Not shutfis in Gan Eden, shutfis in learning. The Gan Eden is a result. But, so, it starts off with the schus of tamchen diurais, of supporting Torah. That's what it's all about. It's an agreement, because the agreement gives added value. And memel it's a shutfis. We're partners, we're chavrusis, as if we're learning together. And this brings us to to a question many, many dealt with. Does the Yisachar lose out? So some Gedolim understood Yisachar Zavulun. We share 50-50. Orach Chaim HaKodesh has a stira. So Orach Chaim HaLatoira, Parshas Ki Tisu says, the Yisachar does not lose out. But he contradicts himself in Sefer Chafetz Hashem. He has a Sefer on a few Masechtas, Brochas Davches. He says, Godla Nehenem Yekia Kappa, V'yoysim Eirei Shemayim. He says, if you're a Yisachar and you have a Zavulon, you need to split. He gets 50%, you get 50%. So it's a stira in Orach Chaim. Sefer Hafloa, that unbelievable godel, Reb Pinchas Halevi Horovitz, Talmud of the Mezritch of Magid, one of the greatest gedolim of his time, just to have an idea of his godless. The Noydib Yudu writes, I wanted to write a sefer on Ksubis, like the Tzlach and Brochas and Psochim and Beitzip. But when I was planning to write my sefer, the Hafloa came out. And I saw after him, I have nothing to add on. So I changed my plans. The Afron Izagdoma writes, the Yisachar doesn't lose out. It's like Madlikin Mener Laner. If you light one candle from the other, candle number one, its light is not diminished. He gave light to another, but his light was not diminished. When you give light to others, it just enhances your own light. You're not losing out. That's the Haflo. Rav Meir Simcha Meshe Chochma, Parshas Vayechi, says, you split. You can't expect to keep your 100%. 50% goes to your partner. Goes without saying that according to the Moshe's understanding, you split your 100%. Everybody gets 50. According to my approach, no. Why would the Yisachar lose out? It is as if we both are learning, and I am learning together with him. When I enable him to learn, it is as if I am learning as well. So when two Talmidei Chachamim learn b'chavrusa, do they split the sechar? Why would they split? We're both learning. Each of us deserves 100%. To me, it goes without saying. Each of them gets 100%. The Yisachar doesn't lose out 1%, nothing. And the Yisachar doesn't get 50% of the Zavulun doesn't get 50% of Yisachar's Torah. He gets 100% of his own Torah. Yes, it's Yisachar's Torah. But it's 100% for Yisachar, 100% for Zavulun. Imre Bino was one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland, the Rav of Kalish, Rav Meir Auerbach. At the end of his days, he was one of the Gedolim in Yerushalayim. Chuvis, Simon Yud Gimel, he says, he tries to make a compromise between the two different opinions, and he says, Shnei Dinim be Yisachar Zavulun. I generally don't like Shnei Dinim. Why would we say Shnei Dinim? One din. Somewhat complex. Supporting Torah, with an agreement, you become a partner. Partnership, supporting Torah, agreement. You're partners in learning. You're like a chavrus. And when a person learns with Chavrus, he gets 100%. So does his partner. The Yisachar gets 100%, so does Zavulun. I have difficulty understanding how could it be different. It would be unfair. So Reuven and Shimon are neighbors. They both learn in the same koilo. They both learn Yoyim and Valaylo. Reuven happened to have a very rich grandma. And she left him a big Yerusha. So he learns B'menuchas and Nefesh. Shimon had no rich grandma. Nobody left him anything. He's supported by a Zavulun. Why should he lose out? Does Reuven deserve more reward, more sechar, because he had a rich grandmother than Shimon? Why should he lose out? Doesn't make sense. Wouldn't seem to be fair. So Ledati, Yisachar doesn't lose out. Yisachar gets 100%. Why should he lose out? He's learning. So does Zavulun. Why should he lose out? It is as if he is learning, not instead of Yisachar, right next to Yisachar. Many, many people use my shtar for Heskim Yisachar Zavulun. Why? Because many Avreichim don't like to be a Yisachar Zavurim because they don't want to lose out. So I have my Nusach. There is a Yisachar Zavurim Shtar Mincha Sosha. And at the bottom of the Shtar of the document, it is specifies that this Shtar is valid in accordance to the Mincha Sosha Bereisha Simen Kufei. So the Yisachars feel comfortable with this Shtar. I might be mistaken. We could all make mistakes. But if that is what the Shtar says, that is what is binding. So many Yisachars, lav dafka from my koil, prefer to use my document because the document says that this Yisachar Zavurin is on the condition based on the interpretation of the Mincha Sosha. Is Yisachar Zavurin unique to Torah or to mitzvahs as well? This is also a big discussion. Shulte Geboirim Bavakam Alamed Beis Omed Beis books about Torah and the mitzvahs. Chuvas Maram Al Shekar that I quoted, Rav Haigo and Torah and the mitzvahs. Then it's Sivan Meshev Dover. Chela Gimel Semen Yundalat says only Torah, and I think he's right. I think it's so...
Kol Halashon.
Zavurun is a gift of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is that? V'hogisa bo yoyma v'laylo. We have a mitzvah to learn day and night. But anyone that understands human nature, any father that ever observed his children, any mechanech that ever cared for his talmidim knows, not all our children are destined to be scholars. That is not understanding human nature. They all should be kaveya itim l'Torah. They all should be medaktik and b'mitzvahs. Not everybody has the ability to learn yom v'laila. But we have a mitzvah v'gisa v'yom v'laila. It's not Torah's Moshe. First Perek in Sefer Yoshua, but still it's a mitzvah. So that is a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Smach zavurin b'tzeisecho v'yesocho b'yoholecha. If you can't learn yourself, Yom HaValayla, support someone that could. Support someone that would. And then it is as if you are learning together with him. So to me, it's all about Torah and only Torah. So when you support people that are doing this, you have Sechar. It's a Mishnah Masechet Makis Daf Hei. Hanit Paloisa Veda Makabal Nanish Koivra Veda Hanit Paloisa Mitzvah Makabal Tzachaka Oisa Mitzvah. But it's not Yisachar Zavurin. It's not a real and full partnership. Yisachar Zavurin is unique to Torah. So in many Svarim there are stories told about Gedol Yisrael and Tzadikim who bound together and they made some kind of an agreement, some kind of a covenant, of a bris. That we have a shared pool of Torah and mitzvahs, and whatever we do is for the entire chabura. So some stories have it that the Marsha had a chabura like this. Does that have to do with Yisachar Zavurin? I don't think so. Even if we broaden the scope of Yisachar Zavurin and we say it refers to mitzvahs as well, but the basic idea of Yisachar Zavurin is a Yisachar who needs the support of Zavurin. This one is doing business, this one is providing, and that one is learning. But the Marsha and his Chavraya, there were one Yisachar and another Yisachar and another Yisachar. They were all Yisachars. They just had a shared pool of Torah and mitzvahs. The Machna Chaim, this is a sefer I quote relatively a lot, Choshe Mishpat Chilik Beisim and Chof, says, Sepura Maisiyos, fables. Ein la maiden memasiyos. He disregards the entire idea. But this is not just sepura masiyos. It's brought in Mavri Yabok. This is a very important sefer. Deals specifically with the entire realm of death and afterlife. And this story is also told by the Shem HaGdolim. The Shem HaGdolim was the Chido on the Ra'avan. It's a biographical work on many Gedolim and based on the Aleph Beis. So the Shem HaGdolim tells the story an amazing story of two partners, partners of Torah, partners of Mitzvah, Rabbi Chiel and Rabbi Shloimeh. According to the Shemek Dolem, we're dealing with Rabbi Chiel, the father of the Rosh, and his friend Rabbi Shloimeh. Rabbi Chiel suddenly passed away at a young age. At the Levaya, Rabbi Shloimeh uncovered Rabbi Chiel's face, and he told him, "Remember our agreement." And Rabbi Chiel smiled. A miraculous story, but it's told by the Chido and Ma'avi Yabuk. The Marsham Chele Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. You need to have a lot of courage to make such a statement. He writes that he heard from Reb Shloimeh Kluger that Reb Chiel laughed at Reb Shloimeh. And Reb Chiel meant to convey the message, "I'm just up there for a few moments, not so long. I just died a few, not so long ago. But I already became aware that our agreement is botel mevotel and has no significance and no validity." So that's the Machne Chaim and the Marsham, who are two great Gedolim. But I have a different feeling. It's a story that does have significance, but it has nothing to do with Yisrochah Zavulun, and it has no halachic basis. It's in another realm of Kabbalah, of mysticism, which I do not detract. I'm not mezalzel. But that is not for simple people like us. Some sources bring that in Yerushalayim there was such a group headed by the Maharit al-Ghazi. And that was in the days of the Chida. But that is entirely above and beyond the realm of halachic definition and of our understanding. So this brings us to another fascinating and strange question. Could a person sell his Gehenim? Or does Yisrochah v'Zavulun only refer to Gan Eden? You won't believe this, but many years ago, I was a younger man in Bnei Brak, and this question became relevant. There was a little girl that needed to be flown to America for a life-saving surgery. In those days, it was difficult to achieve funds. They needed $250,000, and they couldn't make it. So a person came, a lawyer, and he says, "I represent a person, shechofetz be'ilum shemoi." And the reason he wanted anonymity is not because he was such a big tzaddik. To the contrary. So this person said, "I have lived an awful life. I wasn't a shoyim Torah. But I'm an old man and I regret it. So I am willing to give $100,000 if a person is willing to invest in my Gehenim." Strange. He didn't phrase it that way. I'm just taking it to an extreme. But he said, "I want to pay money. A person should salvage me and take over my life, take over my Avedis." And the Gedolim didn't know what to make of it. So the Gedolim and Bnei Brak, on one hand, we need these funds, but could we promise the person that somebody is willing to make this deal and take his Gehenim? So what are you selling? Could you share with us? What are your assets? You know, in Ivrit, there's an expression, chatul besak, cat in a sack. What are you selling? I mean, please, could you specify what you have? What are your assets? He didn't want to say. And we understand why he didn't want to say. Ada hochi vahochi, he was so desperate. So his messenger came again, "I am willing to pay the entire $250,000. And I was approached by one of the Gedolim, and I said, "This is a story that happened 100 years ago. And there are 4 tshuvas of Gedolim dealing exactly with the same question. Not exactly, but essentially the same. So there was this poor man in a little town somewhere in Eastern Europe. Ein lo lechem lechol vebeged lilbosh, and he had 10 daughters to marry off. Maybe. And one morning he comes home so happy. And he tells his wife, "You won't believe it. I met a person in shul this morning. And he's willing to give me a monthly stipend, monthly support, 1,000 rubles every month. I should buy his Avedis. And I made a deal. We signed a contract." Noshim Tzadkonier, so Moshim Tzadkonier, she threw him out of the house. And he said, "You're not coming back home until you bring a letter from the Rav that you retracted and your agreement is botel mevotel." So what should he do? He went to the Rav of the town. And his Rav wrote letters, and he got tshuvas from four gedolim. First and foremost, the Maharsham. I quoted the source a few minutes ago, Chelek Gimel Kuf Nun Aleph. The Machna Chaim. I quoted the source of 15 minutes ago, Choshe Mishpot Beis Mem Ches. Even Yekora, Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Beis, Chavulam Bene'imim, Chelek Gimel Simen Tzadik Ches, and they were also gedolim of that period. All four say, you could buy Gan Eden, but you can't buy Gehenim. No. That agreement is totally invalid. However, I told the messenger of Pliny Almoini, I think he should give the money. For two reasons. If he is willing to give $250,000, that means he did tshuva shalema. That reflects tshuva shalema. That reflects utmost regret. If he wouldn't be sorry, if he wouldn't regret, why would he pay so much money? And on the other hand, this is the greatest mitzvah. You're saving a life. Mekayim nefesh achas miyasol. You're saving the life of a child. Bezrat Hashem, surgery will be successful, should have a family. So you are the one that in your merit, there are going to be many families bebeis Yisrael. So I said, no. Nobody could buy your portfolio. Nobody would buy your portfolio. But you don't need anyone to buy it. This is tshuva shelema. Tshuva mechaperes. Your portfolio will just evaporate. It will vanish like with a magic wand. And on the other hand, you will have the greatest mitzvah of matzal nefesh achas miyisrael. So this brings us to a question. Is it really impossible for one person to take upon himself the avedis of another, the punishment of another? Isn't that what Rivka told Yaakov? When Yaakov is afraid, what does Rivka say? I take upon myself the curse. So yes, could one person take upon himself the curse of another? The transgression and sin of another. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy Klal Yisrael, after Chet Ovegel, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheninu Mesifruch Asher Kosavto, I want to be their sacrifice. Lo said Lavo, isn't that what Yitzchak would say? Shabbos Peites, Palga Alai V'Palga Alach. You take 50% and I take the other 50. Doesn't this prove a person can take upon himself punishment of others? My response is a very clear one. Usually government workers, employees, there is what we call in Israel the takshir. There is a very clear set of payment, you know. In each level, as you rise the ladder, well, you get some more compensation for your work. It is only top employees, CEOs, that have personal agreements, personal contracts. They make a lot of money. But it is only on the top of the ladder, the CEOs and the most senior management tycoons. They have personal chozim contracts. The giants of our heritage, the Oves HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu, they had a personal agreement with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not the rule. That's not run of the mill. No. You need to be Yitzchok Ovinu to tell a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pal Galai v'Pal Galach, and only Moshe Rabbeinu could tell a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mecheinini Mesifrucho. And Rivka, the tzedekes Rivka could say, don't worry, my child, Olai kelalas, why take it upon myself? We can't learn from the Oves HaKadoshim. The Oves HaKadoshim had a personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu like no other. So these are not sources in Halacha. And I think those four Gedolim were right when they said there is no such a thing. Tzidkas HaTzadak, Olav Tia Rishas HaRosha, Olav Tia, the pasuk that Rav Haigon quotes. And this brings us to a more fundamental question. We say Kaddish for the deceased. We learn Mishnayos in their merit. We daven for the Umed in their Schus. How could one do a mitzvah for another? Once again, as much as Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh to me to teach Torah, to define Torah, to be mechadish in Torah, but there are many things that are above and beyond the realm of our understanding. In another world, Olam HaNistar, Bederech Min HaDerochem, yes, there are Zgulas. There are Zgulas in which the living could benefit the dead, the Neshamas of their family, their others, or even strangers. It is not something we could halachically define. I am saying Kaddish to the benefit of a deceased person. I don't know how to explain it, but I know it's real, because that is what we find in our early sources. So yes, on one hand, we make choices and bear the consequences. We pay for our follies, and we cannot expect anyone else to pay for our shortcomings. Tzidkas HaTzadak, Olav Tia, Rishas HaRosha, Olav Tia. But in some realm, yes, we could do mitzvahs to the benefit of the deceased. Kaddish, Mishnayos, davening for the Omed, and generally, whatever we do, especially if our parents taught us to do and they have input, yes, it is to their benefit as well. So just one last comment. I am very commonly asked by Avreichim, is it Kedai to get into Yesocha Zavulun? Pele Yoyetz, one of the great giants of Musa. On Yesocha Zavulun, Ot Yud has very powerful words. Seem a contradiction, but they're not a contradiction. He strongly recommends this agreement for the Zavulun. Strongly discourages this agreement for the Yesocha. For the Zavulun, he says, you could never make a better deal. Do it. Go ahead. For the Yesocha says, if you only could, run away. Lanis Daiti, based on my understanding of Yesocha Zavulun, I have a different opinion. If you don't need the money, it's invalid anyway. Doesn't work. I explained before, the validity, the essence of Yesocha Zavulun is if Yesocha needs your support, and your support gives them the ability to learn more, to learn better, then you're a partner. So why tell the Yesocha, if you really need support, take it. You're not losing out, and it's a chesed. It's a chesed. Your Zavulun is earning. He making a great deal. He's winning. You're not losing. So why shy away? I encourage Avreichim. If you don't need it, don't get into it. Would be a chashash gezel. But if you need support, this is what you should do. You're not losing. And your Zavulun has the schus as if he too is learning Yoimam V'Laila. So today we discussed a fascinating sugya, fascinating topic, the sugya of Yesocha Zavulun. So it is this week that we say goodbye to Chumash Bereishis and Parshas Vayechi. And once again, the brochas of Yaakov Avinu. He'osfo v'agidu lachem esa sheyikre eschem b'yachar es hayomim. Because Yaakov v'lagalas es hakeitz v'rosh en estalko memen ashchino. Hitcheloim et vorem acherim. It is a medrash rabba quoted by Rashi and a gemora psochem nun vav omed aleph. It's an amazing gemora. Rosh en estalko memen ashchino. Suddenly the shchino left him and Yaakov was terrified. And he says, Shemo yesh b'meitosi psul, ka'avrom, shiyotze memene yishmor, ki yitzchok shiyotze memene yesov. Amru bonov, shema yisrael ovinu, yisrael, our father. No, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Yaakov was so gratified, and he cries out, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Eliyodim Vod. That's the Gemara Psachim Nun Vav. In the Medrash and the Zohar, there's a slight addition. When Yaakov Ovino saw that the Shechina left him, Nestalkum Amen Shechinu, he says, Shemu Yesh Belibchem Al HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Does anybody in his heart have any doubts, any anger, any bad feelings on HaKodesh Baruch Hu? And his children say, no, our dear father, Kishem She'en Belibchem Al HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Kach Ein Belibenu Al HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov says, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Eli Yerabod. Why did Yaakov ask, Shem Yesh Belibchem Al HaKodesh Baruch Hu? It could be a thousand different things. Why the Shechina left them? Why was he afraid? Shem Yesh Belibchem Al HaKodesh Baruch Hu. This is a profound thought that we find both in Zohar and in Sifrei Kabbalah. In a way, and I emphasize, in a way, above and beyond the realm of our understanding, Odom Harishon was Pogea and Poigem v'Gimel Aveiros Chamuros Shebetorah. Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, Chazal speak about Avodah Zorah and Gili Arayis. Medrash Tanchum Parshas Maasai. The Medrash says, oh, the Marishan was Chayav Golas Kiroi Tzeach, because he brought death to the world when he ate the Eitz Hadas. And the Ovis HaKdoshim bear the responsibility to rectify and to fix the begam of these three Avedas. So the begam in Gili Arayis fell on Avrohom to be metaken. And the derech of tikkun was by separation. Boirer oichel mitoich psoilis. Yishmoel is the epitome, the essence of Gili Arayis. He was thrown over the fence. And Yitzchak is the Zera of Avraham Avinu, Kodesh V'Toher. Yitzchak needed to rectify and fix the Aved of Shvichas Damim. So Esav is what Ish Damim. Esav is a murderer. Esav is a killer. He was pushed aside. Yankev Ishtam Yoshev Aholam is left to continue the Zera. Kerem Beis Yisrael. Yankov Avinu knew the secret, and he was aware that he needs to fix the Avodah Zarah. So, all his life, he is terrified and he is afraid. Whom will I need to sacrifice? My great father sacrificed one son, Esav. He was left with Yaakov. My great grandfather had Yishmael, who was moved out of the camp, and he was left with Yitzchak. Yaakov observes his children. Kulam kedoshim, kulam brurim, kulam ahuvim. And he is so gratified, but he's afraid. And then, at the last act of his life, he kubtzu. And his children come together. And suddenly, and all this terror comes back to haunt him, and he says, maybe I am mistaken. Maybe I lived in denial all my life. Is there anybody present that is not, that doesn't believe? Is there anyone here in this room, Shem Yesh Belibchem Al HaKodesh Baruch Hu, whom do I have to sacrifice to be metaken Avodah Zarah? And his children cry out together, Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod, Ki Shem Shem Belibchem Al HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Eim Belibeinu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. And Yaakov says, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malchus Eliyon Avod. That is what the Zohar teaches us. Another Sifrei Kabbalah. And I ask, how was Yaakov Zoicha? How? So how did Yaakov fix Avodah Zarah? Why was he different than Avraham and Yitzchak? The answer is, the Zohar Kodesh says, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is Torah Avodah Gemilas Chesodim. It's the other way around. Starts with Chesed, Chesed LaAvraham. Avodah is Yitzchak, the ultimate sacrifice of Kedus Yitzchak. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Aholam. And I say, when the Tikkun comes with Torah, there is room for everyone. When the tikkun comes from Torah, nobody is thrown over the fence. When the tikkun comes with Torah, no one is pushed aside. When the tikkun comes from Torah, it's not by separation. It's not by cutting off half and sending him away. When the tikkun comes with Torah, it is by purification, not separation. Yankov Yoshev Aholim. Yankov represents Koyach HaTorah, and that is why Yankov was Zoicha. Mitosoi Shlemo. V'chol bonayach lemudei Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So when Yankov blesses his children and it comes to Yosef, Yankov says, V'teishev be'isem kashtoi, v'yafoizu zroye yodov, mi'edei abir Yankov, misham roye Even Yisroel. Rashi writes, Even is an abbreviation, Nutrekon, Avhan Ubnan, Avoy Sabonim. That is Yankov's brocha to Yosef, and that is the brocha we all hope for and bench our children. Miyadei Abir Yankov, Misham Roya Even Yisroel, Loika Avraham Sheyotza Memene Yishmoel, Loika Yitzchok Sheyotza Memene Yosef, Ki Yankov. And Yankov gives this brocha to Yosef. And we all bench our children. Yisimcho Elokim ki Ephraim uche Menashe. Yosef had the same blessing as Yankov. He had Ephraim and Menashe. Both tzaddikim. Both firmly within the camp. No one is thrown over the fence. And that is with Torah. And as we finish Sefer Bereishis, that's my brocha to all of you, to all my friends and all of Talmidim. Medei Abir Yankov, Misham Roya Even Yisrael, Avhan Ubinan. We should all have great nachas from our children. Yisim Cholakim, Ke Ephraim Uchim Menashe, Ke Shvotim HaGedoshim. We should all have nachas. We should all share B'Seiris Toivas, and we should be Zerchah B'Korav Tobias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Memheiro V'Yomeinu. Amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.